Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Welcome to Joyful Eating episode 126. So today we're going to be talking about having fun losing weight even when you don't believe you can change. So we're actually having a conversation with one of my clients, Amy Welsh, who is part of the Naturally Healthy Club. So without further ado, let's listen in on the conversation I have with Amy.
Great. So thank you, Amy, for coming and having a chat about your experience with the Naturally Healthy Club. So first question for you is, tell me a little bit about what was your relationship with food and your body like before you joined the Naturally Healthy Club?
I was really confused. I'm a biochemist by degree and I'm in clinical research as a career. So I sort of count myself as fairly smart in those areas, but yet I was still really confused by nutrition and all these messages and you should eat this and you shouldn't eat that and you should be eating at this time and blah, blah, blah. And I was just confused about what to believe, what not to believe, where to go with it all. And I just didn't trust myself anymore, my instincts. And I was using food for things that I don't need to use food for. So to soothe myself, to buffer emotions. And I was in a very sort of confused, frustrated place when I came to this.
So you kind of had lost that sense of self-trust of like, this is knowing what my body needs and wants.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The things that I thought I wanted, I thought, oh, no, that's not right because that's not good. You ought to have this and you should have that. And
there were a lot of shoulds.
And there was a lot of noise going on. And even when you're trying as a sort of fully grown adult to ignore some of the messaging you're receiving in various different formats, it's hard not to get overwhelmed with everything that's coming at you.
Right. So it's feeling overwhelming. And how did you feel in your body?
I just felt stuck. I felt really stuck and couldn't see a way to improve things for myself. I just felt there's no point. I'm never going to change. I'm sort of stuck here. And no matter what I do, it won't work. So pretty sort of sad place, actually. After two children, and you know, pandemic where we didn't move as much as we should have done, you know, and all that. It was just a really sort of low spot to be in.
Right.
I'm in my 40s now. I'm not going to be able to put the energy in I did in my 20s to shift things around. I haven't got the time. I've got the kids. I've got all these responsibilities. You know, this is it. This is my lot. I'm going to have to just get used to this state of affairs.
What were some of the biggest concerns you had about working with me before we started?
I was worried I wouldn't stick the course. I was worried I wouldn't show up. I was worried I wouldn't complete. I've started lots of things in the past and had all the good intentions and not turned up and then got behind, didn't finish, get what I came for from the things I'd signed up for in the past. And I was also worried I wouldn't fit in, that I wouldn't sort of belong in the coaching space, that I would be different or just not the right type of person to be involved.
Right. So was that because you've been in like coaching spaces before where you didn't feel like you fitted in?
Yeah. I've tried things where it just hasn't really been me. And I've sort of been turned off by the way the coaching's been delivered or the sort of input from others has been sort of really grating and demoralized. Yeah, those were my biggest concerns.
Yeah, great. Okay, let's start talking about the fun stuff, Amy. So what's been your most favourite part about doing this work?
I know what. This is a really funny question. So the most fun part about this actually is how spookily in this programme I've always got exactly what I needed, exactly when I needed it. I can remember exactly where I was when it first really hit home. I was out on a dog walk and I know where I was on that dog walk. And suddenly I could just hear you saying, you're getting exactly what you need, exactly when you need it. And yeah, it's so true. And it's true of turning up to a coaching call, thinking, oh, you know, I've nothing new to learn here, or this topic's one I've got sort of nailed now. And something will just chime And you think, that's why I'm here. That's what I turned up for tonight. And that's the piece that's going to take me forwards this week. And it's those real sort of aha moments that have been so much fun. And the other thing that's been really lovely, actually, is the circle group. Everybody on there is just so great. It's not all about, I've lost this, I've put on that, whinging and whining. It's just super real, real life examples and a lot of positivity. And even when someone's struggling, everyone's so quick to jump in and come up with, you know, suggestions or just a bit of empathy. It's been brilliant.
Yay. Right. So you had that concern that you weren't going to fit in. And it sounds like it's actually been like one of the biggest positives.
Absolutely. And I'm not that kind of person who likes to share on social media, likes to sort of chat in chat groups. I'm not like that. And I've surprised myself by how much fun it's been to actually interact on Circle with people who are just real and there for the same reasons and for the same support. And it's just been really, really good fun.
And do you feel like that's helped you keep going when there's been like tough times, Amy?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, when sort of recently had a sort of pretty bad week and just tapped out a sort of quick message and, you know, within a few hours, given the time zones around the world, had loads of messages back with, you know, a bit of support or, yeah, I've been there or why don't you think about this? And it's just so nice to have that. It's really been a sort of go-to place when I've been feeling a bit lost or stuck. So, yeah, awesome.
Oh, so good. I'm so glad to hear that, Amy. What's been the biggest transformation that you've had since you've been part of the Naturally Healthy Club?
Mindset. I really didn't believe, like I said, at my age with the kids and everything else that I'm doing, all the plates that are spinning, I didn't actually believe big change was possible. And now I do. That's the biggest change. And I know that if I believe I can do it, then I will. I think, yeah, that's the biggest deal for me. The impacts on my life, I've got so much more energy already. I'm part way on my journey. I'm not where I want to be entirely. But if I've gained this much so far, I'm really excited for what else I'm going to gain as we go further. And just positivity. I think just coming out of that, this is never going to work, I'm never going to do it mindset into, yeah, I can do this. I've got it.
Yeah. And you feeling that kind of positivity and that confidence is spilling into the other areas of your life as well?
Yes. Oh, yes. So inspired by the way you sort of share that you've had coaching in other areas of your life, I've signed up to a training program to build my strength and to do that, which is really exciting. I've started that this week. And my husband and I have signed up to sort of business coaching for his business initially and then maybe mine in time. So yeah.
Amazing.
Positive mindset. Let's do this. Let's use this positivity to do all sorts of things. So yeah.
Yeah. And also I guess like that change is possible for it. Like you're thinking that about your strength or if you're thinking that about your business as well. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's just such a good place to be in, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
And you also mentioned like that your energy levels are better now that you've done some work around changing your eating habits.
Oh, absolutely. I'm feeling like I've got spring in my step again. I'm playing with the boys a lot more in the garden. I'm having to kick goals and bowl balls and, you know, do all this. I'm doing it with a lot more joy. And rather than thinking, oh, really? Yeah, oh, great, cool. Let's go do it. Let's have some fun. And it's just noticing those things and, you know, walking the dog rather than struggling up the hill and thinking, oh, I'm up there thinking, oh, right, okay, now what next? And it's just so lovely noticing those things. And this isn't a coincidence. I'm not just having a good day. Something's actually changed here. And that's amazing.
Because you've got two boys, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
And how old are they?
They're 6 and 3.
Right. So it's like the perfect time because they've got so much energy and that's like the best way to interact with them, hey, is like to be in there playing with them.
Yes. Yeah. And I think I was getting to the stage where I was thinking I'm never going to be that kind of mum who. But now when I'm doing cricket and the golf and the rugby, I'm getting stuck in and it's really, really good fun. And it's only going to get more intense as they get a bit bigger. So I'm going to be there and doing all these things and it's going to be fun. So super, super pleased about that.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing. I love that. I'm excited for you too, Amy. In terms of like food and like what you're actually eating, have you made many changes there?
Yeah, huge. So something that really struck quite early in the process was prioritizing protein. You didn't give you must eat this, you mustn't eat that. You know, no food is bad, but it was very clear guidance, you know, prioritize protein. And it took a while for me to really put that into action, but I'm just feeling so much better basing all my meals around protein and veggies. And to be honest, I'm not sort of banning carbs. And if I really fancy a bite of this or a bite of that, I'll have it rather than go into a sort of scarcity mindset where I can't have it, and then I'll obsess over it. And I just feel so much more comfortable in my body. I'm enjoying my food a whole lot more. I'm only eating what I really, really want to eat rather than what I feel I ought to eat or should eat. So every bite is just amazing now. Everything I eat is super yummy, and that's because I'm only eating what is super yummy, not the filler, not the bits I don't really want, but they're just there because they've always been there, you know. But yeah, so it's completely transformed the way I eat, the way I do things. So yeah.
Right. And you're like enjoying it, and it doesn't sound like you're missing out on anything there, Amy.
No. I'm actually having things without the guilt. So this afternoon I had a really bad period pains, and I just needed a piece of chocolate, and I had a piece of chocolate, and I was like, that's okay, that's cool. You know, it's not a bad thing, it was just a thing. And if there's a birthday and there's cake, I will have a piece of cake, and it's, you know, I'll enjoy it. I won't feel bad about it because that's what I want, that's what I'm going to have. And I might not have it for another few months until it's another birthday, but that's what I want, that's what I'm going to have. And it's so freeing to just trust myself now.
So there's no fear that, oh, I have this cake and it's like it's all going to go downhill from here. Like
no. And it's been really freeing to get out of that sort of all or nothing mindset. So I've got a lot of perfectionist tendencies, and I would start something on a Monday and think, right, this week I'm going to only eat this, and I'm going to work out this many times, and then I'd mess up, you know, midday Monday, and think, right, stuff it, I'm going to start again next month, or like after Christmas or after holiday. And it was this sort of, right, you've ruined it, so you know, start again kind of thing. And it's been super hard for me to really get out of that sweeping changes sort of mindset and think, right, small and consistent, and that will win the day. And that piece of cake, it won't derail the whole week. And actually, if that's a planned piece of cake, maybe I have a little less to eat at lunch, or skip my lunch because I know I'm having a cake, or, you know, eat a little less the next day. And that's turned the cake from sort of something that was problematic and something that would sort of put a black mark on a day or a week or a month into something that I can look forward to. And just, it's just part of life. And that sounds so silly, because it ought to be that way, but all of the conditioning you get through diet culture sort of vilifies things like cake and chocolate. And I'm loving that I can have them as part of my life, and they're not bad.
Yeah, cool. And so you get to enjoy them.
Yes.
And also, like, it's just like, but it's also, they're not out of proportion of like, it's just cake. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've never really been one to sort of binge on like cake or crisps or biscuits, but yeah, one piece of cake doesn't lead to three, or cake plus this plus that plus the other. I, you know, it's cake, and that's it.
Yeah, so good. I love it. Right. Oh, Amy, so good. It's just cake. So what surprised you most about working with me?
I was surprised about how much fun it was, actually. It's you're so real, and the sort of environment is so real and fun. Not at all judgy. We can bring anything to the calls, and you don't feel like people are sort of tutting, or, you know, you don't take a sort of great intake of breath when someone says something. Something's gone a bit wrong. But it's really surprised me also that a lot of the hard work is in the things that I didn't think would be the hard work. So the hard work is in picking the sort of the mental knots around food and around why we do things and why we feel things, and just coming back to those thoughts and trying to work through those is the hard work. The food side of things has been so easy. It's the mental game that is really where it's at. And I'd sort of heard that before in various ways, but I think the way the Naturally Healthy Club works, it really helps get right back to base, right back to what is going on here and why are you doing this and what could you be doing differently. And that's taken me a little time, but now I'm a lot better at self-coaching and recognizing thoughts that aren't helpful and questioning them and sharing on Circle. Like, I'm thinking this, or this is happening. Has anyone else come across this? And seeking help. I think a lot of in the past, I just assumed, oh, this is my problem. I need to fix it. I'm the only one with these issues.
That feeling of isolation of like, I'm the only one.
Yes. And now I'm a lot more open to saying, hey, like, this might sound weird. Anyone else experience this? And everyone will say, yeah, of course. You know? So that's, surprising for me.
Yeah, right. So going into, you were thinking that the food was going to be the hard part and changing your eating was going to be the hard part, but it's like just changing your thoughts was the...
Mm. But once those aha moments have landed, the eating has just followed really easily. And I don't feel at all deprived. I feel that I'm getting more than I ever have in terms of enjoyment. And I don't feel I'm not restricting. I'm not, you know, there's nothing banned. It's just things I choose to eat and things I choose not to most of the time.
Oh, I love it, Amy. So good. Excellent. And so who would you recommend the Naturally Healthy Club to?
Oh, anyone. Anyone at all who's just fed up with sort of popular diet culture, all the messages that come at you on social media, anybody who's sort of confused about what to do next. And I think anybody who wants to really find a way of eating and being for life that will work, not just a, right, 12 weeks for your bikini diet.
Get ready for summer.
Yeah, anyone who's fed up with all that nonsense and just wants to really tune into what they really need. So I think that's pretty much anyone, isn't it? Really?
Amazing. Oh, thanks so much, Amy. Is there anything else you wanted to say before we wrap up?
Just a huge thank you. It's been amazing working with you, Jules. Really, really has.
Yay, my pleasure. Oh, I received that, Amy. Thank you. Oh, it's been so good having you in the group. I really appreciate you, Amy. Talk soon.
So if you identify with what Amy said, if you're fed up with popular diet culture and all the messages that come on social media, if you're confused about what to do next, and if you want to find a way of eating and being in the world that works for life, and also if you want to really learn to tune in to what you really need, and if you're curious about whether all of this is possible for you, yes, it's happened for Amy, but is it possible for you too if you're not sure about that, then I'd love you to join me for my free masterclass. It's happening Thursday, the 20th of July in the morning, Sydney time. So just go to thestonesoup.com/events to register and to get all the details, and you'll be able to get the replay if you can't turn up live. And if this is something you think you've got a friend or family member who might benefit from, please send them that link as well. I'll put it in the show notes, and I would love to see you in that free class. So come and join us. It's going to be, I promise, it will be really fun. Okay, have a beautiful week, and I'll catch you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.